Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Experts in the homeless services and prison sector have warned the housing crisis is contributing towards higher reoffending rates among ex-prisoners. An increasing percentage of inmates are homeless when they enter prison and are released back into homelessness. Advocacy groups say this has a direct link with reoffending. Our reporter Una Kelly has been looking at this and she's with me now. Una, the number of homeless people sent to prison is the highest on record, is that right?
It is. Almost 1 in 10 people sent to prison in 2023 were homeless. Those are the most up-to-date figures that we have from the Irish Prison Service. People who declared that they had no fixed abode made up 9.5% of all new committals to prison that year. And as you said, that's the highest on record. Now, 10 years ago, the number was much lower. Only 1.5% of people sent to prison then declared that they were homeless when they went in. And experts think that the true figure will be higher, as many people will be sofa surfing with friends and relatives. They're hidden homeless, so they don't show up in the statistics. And the number has been climbing steadily as the housing crisis developed. Experts say for some vulnerable people, not having a stable home pushes them into a destructive cycle that leads to prison. And I've been speaking to one woman about her personal experience of this. Now, we'll call her Louise. That's not her real name. She wanted to have her identity protected. She told me that she lost her home after her partner died, and that's how she became homeless and eventually ended up in prison. She's now living in a place called Tosnua. That's a service run by DePaul, the homeless charity. It supports women who are homeless when they're released from prison. Louise has been there for some time now because she's also struggling to find anywhere to live now that she's been released. And she told me about the instability in her life after she lost her home. Her words are voiced up by someone else to protect her identity.
It was bad. I wasn't even living. I was existing. Like, it was tough losing her and then going from hostel to hostel and trying to mix with people that you don't want to mix with. It's difficult mixing with people who aren't good. And then you're drawn into that. You're mixing with them and then you're going out drinking. And one thing leading to another, it's drinking, it's drugs. And then you end up getting in trouble with the guards. It's horrible. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
So you didn't have a stable life when you didn't have a home of your own. And then did that eventually lead to you going into prison?
Yeah, because I was getting into trouble with the guards all the time. And then I was ending up in court and getting charges. And then eventually the judge had enough, so I was sentenced. When I got released from prison, I started a new life. And I promised my family and friends that I wouldn't be going down that road again and getting in trouble. So thankfully enough, I have a stable job and I'm clean nearly 2 years. But the one thing that I really need right now is a stable home, which is very hard to get. You go on to CBL, which is choice-based letting, every Friday and you're bidding, you're going on daft.ie. You're not getting any answers back off landlords. It's seriously impossible. How can people move on if they don't have a stable home? Because being in hostels, you want to stay stable. But it's really difficult to do that when you're in that environment. A lot of women actually end up going back to prison because they feel safer there, because the hostels are that bad and they don't feel safe there or on the streets.
Louise there on her experience of homelessness and prison, she said people she knows actually go back to, into prison because they feel safer than on the streets, Una. There's a link between homelessness and reoffending.
Yes, I've been speaking to several people working in the sector. They all say as the housing crisis has deepened, there's been a large increase in people who are released into homelessness when they leave prison, and that this can then create a cycle in which people can move from prison to homeless hostels or the streets and then back into prison again. Dermot Murphy is the Director of Services and Development at the homeless charity DePaul.
I think what we do know is when people are exiting prison, if they lack those supports, we know they end up in precarious positions. You know, and if you think about this, for example, we're just about to open a new service in Belfast, which is a women leaving prison service, similar to Tosnua. And it's based on providing stable accommodation to women exiting prison so they don't have to go back to precarious situations where they will most likely end up committing crime again. So that may be back street begging, shoplifting. You know, like what we have to remember is people exiting prison and people entering prison, sometimes they're very vulnerable cohorts and they can be preyed upon. You know, if it's women, for example, we know there's a more likely level of vulnerability around partner cohesion and coercion and stuff like that. So we know that there's a cycle that has to be broken. And the supports that are put in post prison leave will help break that cycle. If we don't do that, what we know is people have a higher risk of recidivism, and they have a higher risk of coming before the courts again and a higher risk of going back into prison. And once you do that a couple of times, it starts to become a general cycle and much harder to break, you know, a fatalistic nature of repeating the same thing over and over again.
Dermot Murphy there from DePaul. But the Irish state, UNA, has committed to reducing the numbers of people who are released from prison into homelessness. Is that right?
Yes. In 2021, Ireland signed the Lisbon Declaration on Combating Homelessness. And that means that by 2030, nobody should be released from any institution like a prison into homelessness. But at the moment, it looks like that's pretty far from becoming a reality. Now, the Irish Prison Service runs a resettlement service. It means that prisoners can notify the services coordinator that they have nowhere to go if they're going to be released from prison, and the scheme then tries to put in place supports for them. The resettlement service is operated by an organisation called the Irish Association for Social Inclusion Opportunities, and the organisation's chief executive Sharon Kelly told me that they're overwhelmed with the rising numbers of prisoners who present as homeless on release.
We're deeply concerned about it. It is something that our frontline services staff, particularly in our resettlement service, struggle with every day. It's raised as a critical concern most days. There's significant pressure on them to find alternative temporary accommodation and work for them to secure that. It's a huge challenge. You know, there's just so much pressure when you have somebody facing you across the table who will be facing no home and no roof over their head. And the pressure then is with us, I suppose, to do all we can to help them. But that has its limitations because we only work with people before they are released. And then we work closely with the local authority. But really, it's the local authority then. It will fall into their responsibility to secure that home. For us as well, you know, the numbers in prison, as we know, there's a significant overcrowding concern there. And there's additional pressure then for people to be released quickly. And that means that the time span in which to prepare them for homelessness is quite short. So for us, we want to see that commitment to the Lisbon Declaration really resulting in an action plan, more resources and government support for it. In the meantime, our services have had to expand to meet the need. We have, hopefully this year, the ability to recruit more resettlement service, frontline service staff. And that will make a difference. However, we do, and our partners in the prison service do need the resources to meet the demand. The demand is far greater than we can actually meet at the moment.
That's Sharon Kelly there. What's the government saying about all of this, Una?
The Department of Housing has responsibility for this, and it said that the prison service is in regular contact with them about people leaving prison at risk of homelessness. They also said that all releases are planned to help offenders make informed transitions from prison to the community. They mentioned the resettlement service, that it works with prisoners and local authorities to help them complete social housing applications and come up with accommodation solutions. And they mentioned that 317 people who left prison in 2024 used that service. And the Department of Housing also said it's intending to roll out a programme that provides targeted support for people leaving prison at risk of homelessness.
Okay, so some progress they point to, but there is a problem, as you've outlined in your report. Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed for that.